Welcome to an update on some amazing things you can do to celebrate you right now. So today is International Happiness Day. So exactly how can you make yourself count and give to you what you need right now? It could just be a walk, a coffee of your choice, a biscuit. It could be something huge like a luxury holiday you've been putting off or a day trip out. Today also creates an environment for people to share their thoughts in the way of poetry, and Dwell Time is an anthology that has been published today, and it's currently being launched at Sheffield train station, where the event Take 10 gives you the opportunity free of charge to celebrate yourself by spending 10 minutes in gentle conversation with the artist Amelia Barron. And I love the way they've set this up. It's perfectly free, and there are some amazing armchairs that just let you sink into them and let go of just about everything that's going on, and this is a great time to do that. You can also pick up a souvenir badge and the anthology itself. So Dwell Time is a collection of poetry, prose, art, photographs, editorial thoughts, and there's also an audio project that goes with it that's on SoundCloud, and I shall put a link to that in the description. So set in Sheffield, the north of England, there's also an event tomorrow that will go on board the Penistone line, which runs from Sheffield up to Huddersfield. And again, this idea of dwell time is that moment a train takes at the station before it takes off. So what an amazing way to celebrate and honour yourself during International Happiness Day. And then moving on tomorrow, we all start the celebrations ready for World Poetry Day. So what a great time to start your own poetry practice or extend it into something or start a new project that will see your poetry go out into the world. And there are more events if you are in the north of England happening at Huddersfield Station tomorrow. You can go and have a look at the Dwell Time projects there. And there's also in the White Hart Inn a ticketed event that you can check out on Eventbrite. If you are around the north of England with some other time on your hands, then don't forget you have the Yorkshire Sculpture Park that's celebrating spring in its own inimitable way, just on your doorstep. And this is a great opportunity to take in nature along with contemporary art and let the vision take you somewhere new. And they now have their 3.6 million visitor centre, the Western, open to the public on the 30th of March. That's something to look forward to there. And it's had good reviews. Will Gompertz, BBC Radio 5, says one of the best art visits in the world. Really is that good. And there's a huge number of theatres around Sheffield. You've got the Crucible right in the centre. And then you've got the Leeds Playhouse with a pop-up season for the spring. All about being curious. What a great word to launch into your own art practice. So they have the work by a local writer, Barry Hines, Kess, and a more contemporary show by Debbie Tucker Green, Random, and Dinner, devised by the company Creative Engagement, Dinner 18 to 55. And that's a new project from the department based at the Leeds Playhouse itself. So that gives us the tip that it's always really good to tap into our local community theatres and find out how we can play our part and build our careers with them. Sometimes what's on our doorstep isn't always apparent, so can't see the wood for the trees sometimes. I don't speak for you, I speak for me. So with that in mind, the sun is shining here. It's a beautiful blue sky day here in Sheffield, and it's a perfect time to just take stock and celebrate International Happiness Day, whatever that means, on whatever level. And if you can't take 10, as we can do here in Sheffield, then just find a way of doing that for yourself and then see how that affects your artistic work, what comes out the other end. So whatever your practice is meaning to you this week, wishing you the best of success. If you've enjoyed this, do subscribe, leave me a comment, and talk again soon.